Voters in Australia go to the polls on Saturday to choose a prime minister. The incumbent, 65-year-old Conservative John Howard, is a staunch ally of President Bush. He sent 2,000 troops to the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. Howard's challenger, Labour leader Mark Latham, says the war and Australia's decision to send troops were mistakes. He has vowed to bring the troops home by Christmas if he's elected. The most recent polls show Howard with a slim lead going into the election on Saturday. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Sydney.
Australia and the U.S. have long been friends and allies. In World War II, in Korea, in Vietnam, and during the first Gulf War. The Australian people were firmly behind the U.S. after September 11th, too. But the war in Iraq is different. John Sturton is research director for AC Nielsen, which recently polled Australians on the war in Iraq.
Most Australians feel that the Prime Minister misled them on Iraq, and that's in fact 74% of the country. But when you break that down, by far the largest group feel that the Prime Minister misled the Australian people because he himself was misled by others.
That poll was done before this week's Dulfer report concluded Saddam Hussein had no weapons of mass destruction at the time the U.S. decided to invade Iraq. Prime Minister Howard, however, insists that Australian troops will remain in Iraq. "We will not cut and run," Howard says. "We will stay until the job is done."
"I stand by the decision we took in relation to Iraq. I have no regrets at all about the fact that Saddam Hussein is no longer leading Iraq. And it remains my very strong conviction that if the advice of my critics had been followed, Saddam Hussein, with all that that implies, would still be running Iraq."
His challenger, Labour leader Mark Latham, strongly disapproves of both the war and the man leading it. Last year, he called President Bush, quote, "the most incompetent and dangerous president in recent memory." And he has criticized Prime Minister Howard, often in crude terms, for his unqualified support for President Bush. But Latham insists he desires the special relationship between Australia and the U.S. to continue.
"I want to render the United States the best service any Australian Prime Minister ever could, and that is to help the United States develop its true role of world leadership, based on respect, understanding, and the cooperation demonstrated so powerfully after September 11, but undermined so tragically by the mistakes in Iraq."
Latham insists Australia is more vulnerable to terrorism now because of its support for the war in Iraq. He says Australian resources would be better spent fighting terrorists closer to home. Despite widespread public opposition to the war, it has not been a major campaign issue. Some analysts suggest that maybe because no Australian troops have been killed and no terrorist attacks have occurred on Australian soil. President Bush has warned that withdrawing Australian troops from Iraq would be disastrous and would embolden the enemy in Iraq and elsewhere. It would also be seen by many as another sign of eroding support among the coalition of the willing, less than a month before the U.S. election. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Sydney.